Part 4 begins with Marguerite, alone in her room. Some time has elapsed since the end of Act 3, and Faust has abandoned his perfect love. Listen to the pulsing in the violins at the end of this excerpt, as if they are sobbing while they listen to Marguerite's lament. If parts 1 through 3 of Tentation pose challenges for stage directors and designers, they are nothing compared to part 4. This next scene finds Faust by himself, singing about how the beauty of nature makes him want to live. Blow tempests, cry deep forests, crumble rocks, torrents loose your waves, Faust says. The stage directions describe him as standing among forests and caverns, but his words conjure up powerful images of nature's fury. Mephistopheles taunts Faust with the news that Marguerite is in prison. When Faust becomes visibly upset, his companion explains that every time Marguerite spent the night with him, she would give her mother a sleeping potion, and the potions eventually proved fatal. Marguerite has been condemned to death for the murder. Faust demands that Mephistopheles do something to help Marguerite, but the devil has a counter-demand. Faust must sign a contract promising to serve the devil starting tomorrow. Tormented by thoughts of Marguerite, Faust agrees. Of all the alterations Berlioz made to the Faust story, this may be the most significant. Faust gives his soul to the devil not to buy youth and pleasure, but to save the life of his one true love. In Goethe, Faust is redeemed from his pledge when he finally does something selfless. In Berlioz, an act of empathy condemns him. Mephistopheles and Faust mount horses and ride through the abyss. You can hear what sounds like hoofbeats in the accompaniment as Faust cries out at visions of dancing skeletons and bloody rain. Mephistopheles takes Faust down to hell, pandemonium, where a pack of demons dance around them, chanting in a fantastical made-up language. The opera ends with the angels in heaven praising God and celebrating Marguerite's salvation.